issued an executive order shutting down physical business locations of all non-life-sustaining businesses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On March 21st, Council, by resolution number 3-20-A, extended the mayor's proclamation of disaster emergency until the Commonwealth Disaster Declaration to Delaware County and its municipalities ends. On March 23rd, the governor issued his first order to stay at home, which affected the Philadelphia area, including Delaware County. The stay-at-home order is now in effect through April 30th. Because the borough is operating under a state and borough declaration of disaster emergency, council is conducting a special council meeting remotely to protect the public and limit personal contact. To that end, the borough published a legal notice on April 4th in the Daily Times, advertising the special meeting through Zoom, and that is consistent with the State Sunshine Act. Due to the meeting being held remotely, all documents to be voted on and also discussed during the meeting tonight will be posted on the borough's website after the meeting. Also, there will be no committee reports tonight unless requested by that committee chair. So moving on, next item on the agenda, we have the opportunity for public to address council. We ask that you state your name and record, your name and address for the record. And Larry, I assume you'll moderate this.
Sure, I can moderate it.
Hi, Larry, can I speak?
Yep, you can speak. Marta Driscoll, yep.
Good evening, everyone. Marta Driscoll, 458 A. Lanai Road. Just wanted to thank everybody for coming together for this meeting and putting it together for the public. I think it's a good thing that we continue our business. I also wanted to let everybody know that Chester Heights Neighbors Alliance has partnered with local assisted living facilities to put together a program called Cards for Seniors. We're seeking local families, kids who are hanging out at home, to put some cards together for Easter and spring to be delivered to the local assisted living facilities on for Easter. So they're due by April 9th. We made a post to our Facebook page. So we're hoping that if you have kids at home who want to participate, we would love to get some cards from you. There's a sign up on our Facebook page as well. So I invite everybody to participate. And that's all for me. Thank you.
Greg, you have anything?
No, I do not.
Mary Kay?
No, I do not.
Jean Montgomery?
No, I do not.
Okay. Right now, that's all the public right now, Drew.
Okay, great. Larry, thank you. Moving forward, we have approval of the minutes of the March 2nd regular council meeting. Do we have any questions, comments, or concerns with those minutes that have not already been addressed? With that in mind, do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the regular council meeting on March 2nd?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Moving forward, next up on the agenda will be the treasurer's report for March of 2020. That treasurer's report has receipts in a total of $32,339.96. And it also has expenditures totaling $61,646.17. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns with the treasurer's report for March? With no comments, all of those in favor of approving the treasurer's report for March 2020, do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve. And Drew, I wonder if everybody needs to be unmuted so you can record their ayes, their yays and nays.
That would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, for the council.
Okay, there we go. Let me try that one more time. Do I have a motion to approve the treasurer's report for March 2020?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
I just wanted to clarify here, there was an open space expenditure for $350,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It was such a large amount, I thought it was being mentioned.
So it was actually more than that.
Well, that's for March. That was wired.
Okay.
The second wire will be in April, treasurer's report.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay, any further discussion? With that in mind, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Okay, moving forward, next up on the agenda, we have correspondence.
The only correspondence that I can report to is what came digitally. Starting from the oldest forward, there were questions regarding the tax reassessment. Once I sent out the email explaining what it was all about, there were responses to guess how many M&Ms were in the M&M jar in lieu of our egg hunt. There, a bunch of people are cleaning out right now as is expected. So there were a handful of questions I fielded regarding donating to Pathways and who the contact was. There was a communication that I think is on the agenda tonight about the no right on red at Valley Brook and Route 1. So I think Dave will address that in his committee. And I received two positive feedback emails specifically to me regarding my communications during the COVID-19 disaster. And as far as snail mail goes, it's probably still sitting in the office.
Great. Thank you, Gina. Is that all you have for correspondence?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Okay.
Moving forward, we have inspectors' reports. Fire Marshal, Mr. Mike Sioko, do you have anything for us tonight?
I have a few things for you. We did have Mr. Heitz did experience a kitchen fire in Valley Brook at the end of February. It was from inattentive cooking, which is the number one cause of fire in the home. There was no injuries. The young teenage daughter, she just forgot the stove was on. And it went up at the grease fire, and our guys responded, and the house was pretty smoky, so they had to air it out, and everybody was fine, though. I've been requested several phone calls on residents want to have little campfires. They want to make s'mores for the kids because everybody's home and everybody gets antsy, so they want to light a little fire. And I told them that's no problem. Just don't do it in high winds. We had and also this is a question for Larry. I tried on a couple of occasions the correct Summit Hills address. It wasn't coming up on the 911 call center. It kept coming up as the crier in the country.
And Finley's Baker.
Yeah, Finley's Catering. So, Larry, have you received any latest text on that? What is it coming up now?
It's been changed in the 911 CAD system to the Summit at Glen Mills.
Okay.
Yeah. Now
It only took me 2 months to get them to do that. So, but that's great. I had no way of knowing because I don't get calls.
Yep.
For something in medical. I only get the fire calls. Mm-hmm. So I thank you. That's my report for tonight. If anyone has any questions, have fun. Make s'mores.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Okay, moving forward, probably most importantly tonight, we have Larry's report.
Basically, as you read in the beginning, the declaration, the emergency declaration was proclamated through the borough and then extended to the end of April. We received constant communications with Sue, sends out to the council. Everything you know, right now is under control as far as the borough goes. You know, there's, because we're such a small scale. So, I mean, we're relaying a lot of the information to the parties necessary, and we're going from there. And, you know, we're here holding the meeting, so it's progress. That's all I have.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have solicitor's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first matter would be the resolution 420A. It's a resolution to approve the acquisition of real property, 11 acres located at the northeast corner of Baltimore Pike and Arlington Road in the borough of Chester Heights, Delaware County. So as I sent this resolution this afternoon, I apologize for the lateness, but it's a resolution which is required by the borough code, 33011D. The title company apparently needs it this week. So I would ask that council approve the adoption of a resolution to approve the acquisition of real property, which is the Strine property.
Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to approve resolution 4-20-A, a resolution to approve acquisition of real property, 11 acres located at the northeast corner of Baltimore Pike and Darlington Road in the borough of Chester Heights?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
So my understanding, council, thank you. My understanding, council, is that all the final documents have been signed. It's my understanding also that Mr. Strine did sign his documents today. I believe council president signed and forwarded the signature page today to the title company. All of the funds, I believe, have been transferred and wired to the title company. They're going to put the final touches on it this afternoon, and they should be recording the document. I'd like to thank everybody involved. Knock on wood, I'm hoping that everything goes okay tomorrow, and be the owner of 11 additional acres for open space. The council's ratification of a resolution to extend the mayor's proclamation of disaster emergency of March 16th to remain in effect until the Commonwealth disaster declaration for Delaware County municipals ends or otherwise is canceled by official action by council. This is a follow-up to your introduction statement. I'd ask council to ratify the resolution 320A, which was approved and resolved the 21st day of March 2020.
Okay, council, do I have a motion to approve resolution 3-21-2020 as so described by Jerry?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is a stormwater control and best management practices operation and maintenance agreement. This has to do with the Chester Heights storage facility. This agreement is a standard agreement. It was reviewed by Mike Sioko, the alternate engineer. The property has been transferred, and based upon that transfer, there was a number of requirements for Mr. Sioko to the owner. This agreement is for the stormwater and comes with a $4,200 escrow amount in order to ensure that the stormwater controls are in place. The actual number is $4,227.30 is being held in escrow. We received this signed agreement along with the check, which has been placed in escrow, as I understand it. So I would ask that council adopt the or make a motion to approve the stormwater control and best management practices, operations and maintenance agreement.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
What precipitated the need for this? Because it actually said in the document that it was because they had a desire to develop it. Isn't it developed already?
It is developed, but I believe that Mr. Sciocco, in his final review, required the owner to allow for some escrow to maintain that stormwater control. We did the same similar thing with Wawa, if you recall. So based upon Mr. Sciocco's advice, it was thought that we should have a stormwater control and operations maintenance agreement in place to make sure that the stormwater controls are abided by and paid for, and that the borough would have something in hand in case the owner didn't do what they were supposed to do.
So we didn't do one of these when they first did the development?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't recall it meant, but based upon his re-review or his final review, we thought this would be in our best interest in order to ensure that the money is placed in escrow for the stormwater control.
And so was this some kind of a project exit review that Mike was conducting? Is that this what came out of it?
This is a final review that Mr. Sciocco did. There is I don't have the email in front of me, but there was a number of issues that he required the owner to finalize based upon his final review. This was one of them.
I was just wondering, because that was built, what, like 6 years ago? I was just curious why it was coming up now.
Well, this property just changed hands or owners, Jerry. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was a transfer between the, I guess it would be the owner, which is, what is it?
Chester Mini U Storage LLC.
Chester Mini U Storage LLC.
Okay.
So there's a transfer in ownership, and I think that spurred the final review by Mr. Sciocco. They still had, I believe, some escrow, and I was asked to put this operations agreement together.
Okay,
thank you, Jerry. Do I have a motion to approve the stormwater controls and best management practices, operations and maintenance agreement?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Jerry, do you have anything else?
That's the only other, I gave you an update with regard to the sale of the Strine property, which should close this afternoon, or it's going to close tomorrow. But that's all I have, Mr. President.
Okay, if I could just take a step back, I want to thank Jerry. In the last 2 weeks, I would say, Jerry, myself, Sue Timmons, spent a fair time on the phone, trading emails. And with that in mind, I know Jerry probably spent 2 to 3 times more than that on his own, working on different avenues and items that had to be done and taken care of to complete the sale. I want to thank Jerry. Jerry, I want to thank you for all your work. The last 2 weeks, everything came together, it seemed, at the last minute. And I know you were working double time, so thank you. And I think council should thank Jerry also.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to also acknowledge Sue's efforts in this regard, too. There was a lot of issues, along with Matt. There's a lot of issues that needed to come together pretty quickly in the last couple of weeks. But we got it done. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, moving forward, do we have the engineer's report? Can I pass that to you, Matt, please?
Sure. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Larry, do I have to keep holding the space bar, or do you just put me on?
Larry's on mute.
Oh,
hold on.
Bottom left-hand corner, there's a little microphone. You can find it yourself and mute and unmute yourself.
Yeah, you don't have to hold the space bar.
Okay, since I'm on?
Yep.
Okay. Several things. Arbor Square, Westrum Development has been requesting to close out their project there at Arbor Square for the last few months. Over the last month, we did do a final inspection of the property to make sure it conformed to the approved land development plans. And they do, with the exception of several evergreen trees, which need to be replaced in the back. The site is completed. All the improvements have been installed. They actually have more landscaping there planted than the plans call for. I coordinated with Jerry. He had reviewed the necessary agreements and easements associated with the project to make sure that they were in order, and the ones that needed to be recorded were indeed recorded. And Jerry indicated to me that was done. So what Westrum is looking for now is to, I guess, close out the project by requesting a final escrow release, which would release all remaining money that is held in escrow for the project. There's no public improvements, so there's no need for an 18-month maintenance bond. I only would ask that any, if Borough Council is so moved to grant the escrow release and close out the project, that it be conditioned upon them first providing an electronic copy of the as-built plans, which they have prepared. And I don't have a certification from them that they set all the perimeter survey monuments. They indicated it was done. I know when I did my site inspection, I did see several monuments, but I would like that in writing for the file. And that final escrow release was for the amount of $88,964. And again, that's just to close out any and all remaining escrow. Great.
Matt, question for you. Do we have some outstanding invoices that we have to deduct from that total?
Yes, thanks, Drew. I was to mention also, yeah, I'd also recommend that, again, if Borough Council so moved to take action tonight, that it also be conditioned upon any and all borough invoices being honored before the borough releases the information to the developer.
And Matt, just a follow-up. I did have a conversation today with the owner's council, who is aware of the fact that it's conditioned upon the borough professionals being paid for the outstanding invoices.
Okay, Jerry, question for you. Should the motion to approve this be based on the $88,964 number less any outstanding, and of course contingent upon items being satisfied in Matt's review here today, tonight?
That would be appropriate, Mr. President.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the escrow release for Arbor Square in the amount of $88,964 less any outstanding invoices, and also contingent upon items being satisfied in Matt's most recent review letter?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
If I may, before Borough Council, Jerry, wouldn't they be we releasing their remaining escrow funds, which is a letter of credit, and but first make sure all invoices are paid, because that would be a cash transaction.
They would have to pay the invoices, and then their letter of credit would be released.
Right.
Okay, Jerry, do you want me to call out that motion again, listing or describing the $88,000 number as a letter of credit, and then also contingent on paying outstanding invoices?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, let me try that one more time. Do I have a motion to approve the escrow release for Arbor Square, releasing their letter of credit in the amount of $88,964? Also contingent upon any outstanding invoices being paid, and also contingent upon items in Matt's most recent review letter being satisfied.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Next, the 31 Smith Bridge Road land development, that's Steve Conrad's small commercial building there on Smith Bridge Road, has been extended a few times. He's requesting that the project be extended for another 90 days, which I guess would bring us to July, I
don't know,
13th. So I guess I have no issues with the continuance if Borough Council so agrees to extend also that the developer has granted the additional 90 days.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the extension of the land development application for 31 Smith Bridge Road for 90 days, which will bring that extension to July 13th, 2020?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
And I just want to make sure this one isn't going to drag out like the Chester Heights market did.
Well, it seems to be on track too. If Borough Council ever gets to the point where they're concerned about that, I think at one of these extensions, we forewarn the developer that, minus any positive action, that it would be the last extension requested.
Do you know what he's planning to do with the land?
Well, it was approved for a small commercial building. At one time, I think he thought like a little reproduction place or similar. I don't even know if that's much viable nowadays anymore. So I don't know. I don't think he has any specific plans at this point in time, other than he wants to keep what approvals he has in place.
Well, it was supposed to be a 3,000 square foot commercial building.
That's correct.
Like a warehouse,
or
a warehouse like building. Yeah, but it was to house something, some operation of some kind, right?
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Does that help, Dave?
I'm sorry, Susan. Go ahead.
Does that help, Dave? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure, Matt. What role is his ongoing
Drew, that was really broken up. Could you repeat that question?
Sure. What part has Conrad's ongoing negotiations, for lack of a better word, with Southwest Sewer Authority has played on 31 Smith Bridge as it has played on 1 Smith Bridge?
That probably plays a fairly significant part. That 31 Smith Bridge gets lower in topography down Smith Bridge Road, and it does have poor soils. And the play there would be to connect to public sewers, but Steve Conrad has had a difficult time with Southwest Delaware County Municipal Authority through the Brookfield project, getting that system dedicated. So that probably does play a fairly significant role in the lack of action on 31 Smith Bridge Road.
Okay. Any further questions or comments by council? With that in mind, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Matt, do you have anything else for us tonight?
Yes, Drew, I believe at the last meeting you asked that we perform a assessment of the borough roads, which we just completed. I just sent it out this afternoon. I don't know if all borough council had a chance to see it, but we did rate all the borough roads in general, with two exceptions. The borough roads are in pretty decent shape. The two roads that could stand a little bit of attention is Ivy Lane and Matson Road. And part of that email, I also put together just a preliminary cost estimate if Borough Council does decide to do some road work this year. So I wasn't looking for any decisions tonight, but just to get that out in front of Borough Council so that amongst yourselves you can discuss, if a road program is going to be performed this year, and if so, to what degree.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Any further questions from council for Matt?
Additionally, if borough council could, and I know it's late, late notice, but it's a kind of a routine matter. I did send to Susan, Sue Timmons today, the form for the Delaware County liquid fuels for this year, for 2020. It's $743. It's, we do this every year. It does take a resolution to approve the application to Delaware County for the liquid fuel funds.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve a resolution authorizing an application to the Delaware County Council for an allocation of county liquid fuels tax funds in 2020 for the municipal road improvement program?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Floor is open for discussion.
My only question, Matt, is that I thought that we had actually 2 years open.
Susan, yes, year 2019, before everything, you know, kind of went downhill the last month, Sue and I started the inquiries to the county and what happened, because we did file a written copy of the allocation for 2019. The county returned it and asked that we submit it through their electronic permitting system, their EPS system, which I believe we did, but as you stated a month or so ago, that the county's records indicated that was not released. So I have a point to call Jack Burling over the county and see if we can't, you know, find out if 2019 was released, and if not, if we can get it at this point in time.
So the motion that we're making, is that for 2019 or 2020?
2020, Borough Council, 2020, Borough Council already made the resolution last year for 2019.
Okay, so the resolution is for 2020, and we just have a follow through with the county on 2019.
That is correct.
Okay, the floor is open for discussion. With that in mind, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved. Matt, is there anything else that you would have?
Well, I might as well, to Dave, question about the audit. I guess since I'm up, I'll run into that. Sue Timmons did send an email out that she got a note from the auditor that the expenditure that the borough had for the advanced vehicle detection at the traffic signal was not a permissible expenditure, which is surprising to me. When I saw that, I knew, but I double checked anyway, that funds spent for installation and maintenance of traffic signals and traffic signal controls is a permissible expenditure for liquid fuel funds. So I asked Sue to correspond back to the auditor and ask exactly why, or what the opinion was that why they stated that it was not. And the response we got back from the auditor was, well, if you have an issue, fill out the form and send it to us. So they really, she really didn't provide any, you know, exact reason why, in their opinion, that expenditure was not permissible and looking for a reimbursement from general fund back to liquid fuels. I suppose the next step would be to coordinate with Sue and put that request together to the auditor, if they could make more clearly explain why they believe it was not a permissible expenditure.
Okay, Matt, thank you. Any further questions? Dave, does that answer your question?
No, it does. I mean, I think that makes sense. Might as well fill out the form. I agree with you. It should be a permissible expenditure. There's no reason to pay the $12,800 until we at least have clarification on it.
Great. And Matt, was that just a matter of protocol why the auditor didn't respond back to Sue's email and your response?
Well, I don't know. I don't have much experience with, you know, thinking that an auditor, you know, made an incorrect assessment. Again, they stated it was a not a permissible expenditure, and it's my opinion that it is. And again, when we queried about it, I just don't know why they didn't provide a little more information to us so we could understand their position. I guess we need to do that in writing and see what happens.
Okay.
Matt, just to be clear, the money's been spent and it was counted against liquid fuels. So this is the post audit saying that you counted that as liquid fuels, but it's not permissible. So we have to reverse it somehow.
Right? Correct. Okay. Yeah, you'd have to reimburse the liquid fuels account by the general funds for that same amount.
Okay.
But we're going to dispute it, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Matt, thank you. Anything further, Dave? Does that sum up what?
Nope, that's great. I mean, Sue and Matt, if you need any help with the form, just let me know. I'm not sure what assistance I can provide, but just let me know what you need.
Okay.
Very
Dave,
good.
Thank you. Matt, thank you. Matt, anything else?
No, I believe that does it for me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have Mayor's Report. Fred, do you have anything for us tonight?
I have only one item, which I just got yesterday from Scott's Lawn Service, the park benches we've been talking about. I've got a proposal from him to install them at the park for about $354. We can do it whenever it's appropriate to do it, I think.
Okay.
Are those the MS park benches that have been at your place?
Yeah, they've been at my place for longer than I have number of fingers, I think.
And Jerry, do we need a motion to approve that expenditure?
Motion would be fine. I mean, a motion to approve the expenditure of the whatever that amount was, 300 and how much, Mayor?
$354.
I would say.
Turn the light on.
I would say 400 to be on the safe side.
That's good. I appreciate that. I think that's probably appropriate.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the expenditure not to exceed $400 to Scott's Lawn Care in order to install two park benches?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion is approved. Fred, thank you. Anything else?
I have nothing else.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward, committee reports. Are there any committee chairs that wish to be heard?
I just want to know if Greg or Mary Kay want to say anything about the school district or the library. Both
sure.
Of them are closed.
Yeah, let me talk to the library first. The library is closed, but do remember that it does offer 25,000 ebooks and audiobooks available to everybody in Delaware County, which can be had very easily either on your iPad or on your phone, whatever device you may have. If for some reason, God forbid, you don't have a library card, you can get one by calling them up and then have access to that service immediately. Also, the library will be applying for a Small Business Administration loan under the Payroll Protection Plan program, which will allow the library to keep its staff on the payroll for at least the next 8 weeks, with hopefully having that expense forgiven at a future date.
Thank you, Greg.
School board, of course, the school district is closed indefinitely due to the coronavirus. Most of the students receive their devices and are on Schoology. I know there was an issue with high volume on Schoology, but I think they've worked a lot of that out. Also want to thank Larry. I know you were involved with a lot of work getting that ready. So thank you.
Okay, Mary Kay, thank you. Susan, do you have anything further for education, school district?
I do not.
Okay, any other committee chairs wish to be heard?
Yes.
I have a couple of quick things before Laura. Laura has a longer list. I have a shorter list.
All right, go ahead.
Two things, if you will. Thank you, Laura. The first one is that the newsletter went to the printer last week. So if you haven't received yours yet, you'll be receiving it any day now. And I'm just saying it is COVID-19 free. Laura and I discussed it pretty extensively as to whether or not we wanted to edit it and change things out. And we decided that people would like to read something that had absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus. There's nothing in it with coronavirus, and that should be hitting your mailboxes any day now. Also wanted to make the announcement that there were 857 M&Ms in the clear jar that I sent out to the borough, and that Brooke Ortman Bonaducci guessed 850. So she will be winning, or she will be getting at some point, a chocolate bunny and a gift card to Target in lieu of hosting an actual Easter egg hunt. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Very good. Laura, do you care to jump in?
Yes. So nobody has anything else for the committees? I'm at the last one.
Well, I just said, if you have a longer list, Laura, if you don't mind, the one thing that I saw for highways transportation was we had a resident that brought up the no turn on red sign at Route 1 in Valley Brook. I'm not sure if this is something, the request was to remove that sign. I'm not sure if this has been discussed by council in previous years. excuse me, I know there's going to be no decision made on it today. I just want to put it out there to at least get the conversation started, have some people think about it that have maybe thought about it more or talked about it recently, and just share your thoughts with me on that Route 1 in Valley Brook no turn on red sign, please.
Matt, question for you. Does the borough have jurisdiction to remove that no turn on red sign?
We would have to amend the traffic signal permit plan and submit it to PennDOT to have it approved, at which time the sign could be removed. Years ago, there was extensive conversation between PennDOT officials and borough council about safety issues with that traffic signal, as well as other intersections in the borough. And it was PennDOT's recommendation that no turn on red sign be installed. So, you know, it's my opinion that when PennDOT's chief traffic engineer, he's not the chief engineer, but I mean, one of their senior engineers recommends that sign be installed for the public health and safety, that the borough, follows through with their recommendation. And that's why the no turn on red sign appears at the signal. And I would find it difficult to request that it be removed without having discussions again with PennDOT. But it was studied very closely the first time around, and it was PennDOT's recommendation again that the no turn on red restriction be applied to that intersection.
We might just need to take a careful communication to the resident and explain to him why it exists.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Matt. Thank you for that. That all makes perfect sense. I know the resident had reached out to PennDOT already. PennDOT said to go back to the borough, but the chief engineer for PennDOT is recommending that the no turn on red sign stay there for safety issues. And I think that's a solid recommendation, and we can move forward.
If borough council so desires, then I will respond to the resident's email.
Jerry, question for you. If for some reason borough council, and not saying that they ever would, decided to remove that sign against the recommendations of PennDOT, would that open the borough up to any liability if there were any accidents there?
Yes. I mean, I remember those extensive discussions too, having with PennDOT at the time, several years ago. And Matt is correct that I believe PennDOT's chief engineer, if PennDOT's chief engineer is recommending it, I certainly would be, I think it would be prudent for the borough to follow those recommendations. It could be an issue that the borough would have a liability issue if it went against what perhaps PennDOT is recommending. In the long run.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Dave, do you have anything further on this topic?
No, I think that kind of clarifies it, and I just agree with the assessments from Jerry and Matt on that.
Okay. Laura, you are next, finally.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple things. The first one is that the state of Pennsylvania had a Keep PA Beautiful Park, keeppabeautiful.org initiative for May 1st and May 31st to boroughs to register and to have an outdoor cleanup. And prior to COVID, I'd registered the borough of Chester Heights Community Park for the cleanup. And that came back that May 9th is our tentative date. I talked to President Baum about this a couple days ago, and we want to hold May 9th. And when we get closer to it, perhaps cancel it if we still have issues with COVID. But the state, the event is being hosted by the Environmental Protection Agency and PennDOT. And they're still having it and encouraging it because it's outdoor people. They want a low number of volunteers, and you can still clean up the park and do social distancing. So with that being said, I talked to President Baum, and I just want to announce that it's May 9th, but it's very tentative, and we may cancel it. But I'll put something out there with Gina Marie and announce it as we get closer. But in my mind, I was just thinking about 10 volunteers for the park. I went out there at the beginning of the month with Mayor Wood, and we walked the perimeter, and there is a lot of trash there that warrants cleanup. So there's that piece out there. So that's May 9th. And that may get canceled, obviously. The next thing that I wanted to let everybody know about, it was a follow-up from the discussions that we had a month or so ago about Recycling Day. So I worked with the shred company and the trash pickup and the Purple Heart, and everybody's available on September 26th. So that could be something that we could help get the word out as everybody is social distancing and staying at home and cleaning out your toy bins and your closets and getting rid of electronics. If you want to, you can hold on to it until September 26th. So there's that piece. Follow up on the soil sample discussions that we had last meeting. I did get with Scott, and he helped me pick out the right soil testing samples that we need. It's a total of three sites that we want to test in the park, and it's a total of $126. And that will be for lead and two different nitrate testing samples that we want to take. So I need to make a motion for an expenditure of $126 for the three soil samples.
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you. I'll work that with Mayor Wood. I'll go do the soil samples myself, and I'll coordinate with Sue, drop it off there so she can mail it off at the Postal Service. If that's fine with you, Mayor Wood, we'll do the same three places that we talked about when I was there in person.
He's on mute.
Yeah, there. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the next item is Mayor Wood and I, we met with Keith Lawless, and he's with the Springfield Tree and Land Service, and we walked the property of our park, and there is some safety concerns that we have. I sent the pictures to Sue, and I believe she sent them out to everybody on council. There are some significant trees that have safety issues where the branches are coming right at your eyes, and they're right in the playground area with the swings and where the playground, where the slides are. So that's an area that needs to be addressed. Behind the slides is about 35, 40 feet up in a tree are some massive tree limbs that are disconnected, that are actually like large tree limbs that are big safety concerns. And that's part of the pictures. And then we have, I believe it was two ornamental Bradford pear trees that are, have now been identified on the invasive species list. And so with all of that, there's also a large section of fallen debris that's a safety issue, and a cherry tree that needs to be removed. It's right there in the playground area, and kids can run up and hurt themselves. So I've worked with Springfield Tree and Land and asked them to put an estimate together to have that removed. And they have provided an estimate. They're licensed and insured. They can begin the work in about 8 to 10 days, and they will remove all the debris once they clear it all up for $4,365. So I need that. I'd like to make a motion for the community park tree maintenance.
We budget for that at all?
There's money in the emergency tree removal.
How much?
I have to look it up.
Doesn't the park committee have a general budget for general upkeep?
Yes. Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have it right in here in front of me. So.
And these items are a matter of public safety. Is that correct, Laura?
Yes.
I think moving forward, we should probably have the and Springfield Tree walk the park in September, October, as we're putting budget numbers together, so we don't have to have this conversation where it becomes, okay, here's what we need to do for general upkeep each year moving forward.
Sure, that's a good point. Okay, was there a motion made, Laura?
Yes, I would like to make the motion for the expenditure of $4,365 for tree maintenance and park maintenance for safety issues to be approved.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
I would just ask, Mr. President, that the borough be included as an additional insured if there is a contract.
Okay, very good. So do you mind if I modify your motion, Laura?
Yes. No, okay. I do not mind. I mean, please modify the motion.
Are we going to have a contract, or was it verbal? Is this in writing?
So far, I just have the estimate in writing, but we can develop a contract if it's need be.
Well, you don't necessarily need a contract, just as long as a certificate of insurance has the borough named as an additional insured.
Okay, so
Keith is here if we have any questions for him specifically.
No, I don't think we do. I think it's pretty common to have a borough or a municipality named additional insured. So I'm going to call for a motion for the approval of an expenditure of $4,365 to Springfield Tree with the condition that the borough is named additional insured on their insurance policy.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Floor is open for discussion.
One of the questions that I had that I didn't have a chance to ask Sue about this discussion is, when was the last time that there had been tree removal, debris? You know, when was the last time that we had done a big park cleanup or maintenance on the park?
On the community park?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't recall ever having it. We usually respond if a tree comes down or if there's a public safety issue.
Well, probably when Mark Carroll was in charge of parks, it was probably done.
Okay. That's probably one of the reasons why there's a lot of debris on the perimeter and a lot of downed trees that we need to remove and a lot of safety issues. I think once we do this, I think it'll be easier to maintain if we just do a walkthrough annually. And then we can make a better determination each year so we don't have such a large expenditure on something like this. But it is our one and only community park, and it's a safety issue. So thank you.
Sure. Laura, real quick, to what you had spoke of prior with myself, you and Fred had walked the property, and there was some kind of above-ground retention basin that you were questioning whether that was on borough property or not. Did you ever come to a
I think Sue was going to forward that to Matt. I don't know. Sue, did you have a chance to send that to Matt?
Yeah, I had a discussion with Drew and Matt about 3 weeks ago, whether that was part of Old Quarry Knoll or if that is part of the Pico property.
So just to let everybody know, when Mayor Wood and I walked around the property, if you look at the soccer field farthest away from the parking lot, about 40 feet behind the soccer field, you start to have large debris and brush that you can't see through. And that's probably about 40 feet thick. Behind that, it lightens up, and there's probably a 20 by 60 foot water basin. And Mayor Wood, I don't know if you want to speak to it more.
It's full of water and leaves. There's a spillway there that's been breached, and it's leaking out the side of the of the impoundment walls. So I don't know whose property that's on, Matt. I don't remember ever seeing that when we put that park together a long time ago.
No, I would not think that that's on borough property. I think it was on Old Quarry Knoll property, and I think it was something that, that maybe PICO, for whatever reason, had installed years ago when PICO owned the land. I have not had the opportunity to go back and look at it. I will do so, but I think I can come up pretty quickly and verify my opinion that it's not on borough property once I look at it.
Matt, one of the things that we were concerned about, because it was pretty accessible to Mayor Wood and I when we were walking back there, we probably got there in about 2 or 3 minutes, and it is substantially deep in certain areas. It's more of a safety concern. That was kind of the mindset we had when we were walking the park that day. I mean, a child could easily get away from their parents or, you know, a guardian, and we could lose them back there. So that's why we're concerned about who owns it and to have somebody address that, because it's so close to our park.
Yes, I'll look into that immediately.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Did we actually vote on the motion?
We did not. The floor is still open for discussion. Is there any further discussion? Okay, with no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Laura, do you have anything else for us tonight?
No, that is it. Thank you very much.
Would you like to speak to the recycling bin at the post office under old business?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm sorry. I forgot that. The bottom line is, unfortunately, the postmaster has been sick for several weeks. The postmaster is the one that makes the final decision on accepting the responsibility of the recycle bin in the post office, and then us being able to haul it out to the street every Thursday. And since he's been sick and unavailable to make decisions on that issue, I have to wait until about the 10th, till he should be back in the office by then, and I can discuss it with him. So we'll just have to wait till the next meeting to get clarification on the recycling bin. But I did talk to the trash company, and it's a one-time fee of $35, and then it's $20 a month.
Okay, so. Great. Laura, thank you.
No worries, thank you.
Laura, do we cover everything under your old business and new business, I believe?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, moving forward, we have an additional period for public to address council. We ask you to state your name and address for the record. And Larry, I think you will moderate this.
Yeah, if anybody wants to raise their hand or they have anything to say, some of them I don't. I can unmute all. Hold on.
Greg Chestnut, can you let me know when the Powell property is next on the agenda?
Too. Yes, Greg, we can.
When is that?
We don't know at this point. Okay. We will, I should say. We will.
Okay, thank you.
We will.
Drew?
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to let, I did assign an address to the property that we purchased at Darlington Road and Route 1.
Okay.
It's 1 Darlington Road.
Okay, very good. How fitting.
Yeah.
With a PO box of Chester Heights, so that we can, so the borough will be able to obtain whatever tax documents they need. Thank you, Mike, for doing that.
Okay.
Okay. Any further public comment? Okay. With that in mind, do I have a motion to adjourn our first remote meeting of the borough? I think ever.
Before we do that, Drew, do we have any outlook for the meeting on the 27th at this point? Would we do this on Zoom again?
My feeling is absolutely yes. And I was just thinking to Greg Chestnut's point about the Powell presentation. I think we're all waiting for that. I'm not sure how that would play out on a platform like this. So I think Jerry will be touching base probably with Joe D'Amico, counsel for the applicant, to see what his feelings are. But your point again, Greg, we will let everybody know if that will happen at the work session.
Okay, thank you.
I think my fear is if we did it at the work session, we'd probably shut down Zoom. There'd be so many people attending.
Probably.
I mean, it's not really essential business, to be honest.
No, it's not. So I would imagine there's delays on their end also.
Right.
So. Is the planning committee still meetings? Are they going to try and use Zoom and meet?
I'm not sure if the planning commission has anything on the agenda. Susan, do you know from your husband if they do for this month?
I don't know, but he would not be able to handle Zoom.
Yeah, okay. You could help him possibly then.
Yeah, I would have to do that. We need to get a little closer to that date.
Okay. Great.
I think if there's nothing on the agenda, that Chris probably will not.
Hold on. So, there we go. I got one. Marianne's iPhone. I'm not trying to unmute. Did you have your hand?
I just want to commend you all for doing this. I'm facing the very same Zoom experience as Wednesday night in Chatsford when we will do a Zoom meeting for the Planning Commission. And I applaud you all. Stay safe.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
Hey, you try doing 25 scouts on one of these calls.
God bless you.
Mr. President, before you adjourn, I lost connection for about 30 seconds. Did you mention that this meeting was published in the Daily Times?
Yes.
I did mention that during my open statement. Great. Yes, I did.
And that all documents would be posted on the website?
I did, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. Great. So let me call for that motion to adjourn our first remote meeting, I guess, in the history of the borough.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The motion is approved. Thank you, everybody, for attending tonight. Larry, thank you, especially for moderating and setting us up.
No problem.
And we hope to see everybody possibly at the work session this month.
Good.
Thank you.
Great.
Have a good night, all.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Larry.
Yep.
Thanks, Larry. You.